One of the characters in the Bible whom I love very much is Simon Peter. The rise and fall of Peter is the rise and fall of every Christian. I love Simon Peter very much, maybe because I am from Catholic background. According to Catholic tradition, Peter was the first pope. Of course, among the Protestants, Paul is more popular. But, you know, I am confined in my talk on the life and ministry of Peter today. Jesus is the speaker. Peter was considered to be the prince of the disciples. He was with the Lord wherever miracles were taking place. Wherever the Lord was moving, Peter was with him all the time. We know that Peter loved the Lord with all his heart. But now, Jesus tells him, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. So Jesus says, Satan sought permission from the Lord to sift Simon Peter like wheat. But the Lord says, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Praise the Lord. Even converted people need a conversion. We all are converted people. It's true we are converted, but every day we ought to be renewed in our minds. We ought to have a deeper conversion. See, you have seen snakes, dead snakes, lying as you're walking. So a snake is killed, it's just lying there, its head is crushed. You go, when you come back, you look at the tail, sometimes there'll be a slight movement there. It will tell you, I'm not dead. Understand? In the same way, in the life of many Christians, there will be areas that are not dead. Praise the Lord. So Peter was with the Lord. He has seen all the ministry. He was part and parcel of the Lord's ministry. He was a child of God, the prince of the disciples. But Jesus tells him, when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Praise the Lord. Only if there is a deep conversion, we can strengthen our brethren. Only if we are converted, we can convert other people. Jesus says, Satan desired to have you. Praise the Lord. It's by God's grace we are all here. Because we have somebody up there interceding on our behalf and on your behalf. Praise the Lord. He is praying unto the Father for you. That's why we are here today. Praise the Lord. I think of the day I received the Lord into my heart. That was 34 years ago when I was a student in Bangalore. Praise the Lord. The Lord has led me this far. What a wonderful God. By grace I stand here. Hallelujah. Because there is somebody up there praying for me all the time. You are here because of his intercession before his Father. Satan desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. Praise the Lord. There were moments when many people lose their faith. But you are still in faith because the Lord prayed for you and I. The Lord says, when you are converted, to the converted man, the Lord says, you need a deeper conversion. I often talk about Isaiah, who was a prophet. From the chapter 1, he was a prophet telling people to repent. In Isaiah chapter 6, he saw the glory of the Lord. Then he said, I'm a man with unclean lips. Praise the Lord. He needed a deeper conversion and a touch by the fire from heaven to have a powerful ministry and to be a witness for the crucifixion of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 53, he tells the whole world about the suffering Messiah. It was after his deeper conversion the Lord gave him that revelation. Praise the Lord. Satan desired have you that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. See, Peter was a bit complacent person. He thought he was standing. He who thinks he is standing, let him pray that he may not fall. Praise the Lord. Jesus, he tells Peter, he tells Jesus, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison. I'm ready to die for you. You are telling me that Satan desired to have me. I'm ready to die on your account for you, Jesus. You say that I need a deeper conversion. I don't understand that. Even now I'm ready to die for you. Then Jesus answers him, tonight, praise the Lord, are you ready to die for me? Of course you have the desire, you love me, I know. But tonight I know what's going to happen to you. He is an all-knowing God. I want to tell you, Peter, tonight before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. Peter denied three times. Oftentimes the life of many people, they deny him 30 times. Praise the Lord. So Jesus told him, you're going to deny me three times. And then, after saying all that, look at verse 40 in the same chapter. Jesus went to pray, and he told them, pray that ye may not fall into temptation. The Lord gave a warning to Peter and to the other disciples. If you don't pray, you will fall into temptation. In the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Jesus has taught us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. All power belongs to the Lord. He is the only one who can protect us from temptation. So Jesus says, pray unto the Father that ye may not fall into temptation. And Jesus went and knelt down and he prayed unto his Father. And then when he comes back, he sees his disciples sleeping. Look at verse 46. Why sleep ye, he says, pray that ye may not fall into temptation. The one who is ready to die for Jesus is sleeping. He doesn't know that he's going to be tempted very soon. He doesn't know that he's going to deny the Lord three times very soon. So again, this man is sleeping and the Lord is caught. Look at verse 54. They took him and led him and brought him to the high priest's house. Peter followed him afar off. Think about that. The first step in his backslidden condition. Jesus caught, the one who was ready to die for Jesus, slowly moving backward, sliding backward, backslidden life. Understand? Jesus caught and taken, and he slowly moves backward from Jesus. Instead of a progress in his spiritual journey, he is going backward. He went afar off, and there he went and sat with some people near a fire. Verse 55, when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, they were set together. Peter sat down with them, praise the Lord, leaving the warmth of the love of Jesus. He sat with the people near the fire. He went after the fire and warmth of this world. Oftentimes people backslide and turn to the world, turn to the warmth of this world. They enter into a compromise with the world. Peter followed afar off. He went and sat near the fire, and then the temptation comes. Remember the warning the Lord had given him? Pray that ye may not fall into temptation. Amen. Oftentimes we don't pray. Praise the Lord. So we often get defeated also. Here, that's the history of Peter. He wanted to die for Jesus. Now, here comes and sits down near the fire. A certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, earnestly looked upon him and said, this man also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And he denied him. I don't know him. times this happened. Understand? I'm not going to take much time there. He denied the Lord 3 times. And he said, I don't know him. He began to curse. And the cock crew. Praise the Lord. And when the cock crew, Jesus looked at him. If we look at verse 61, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, reminding of the warning the Lord had given him. Did I not tell you? Pray that you may not fall into temptation. Now this happened exactly as the Lord had showed him. And the cock crew, and the Lord looked at him. The cock is crowing, the Lord is looking. Praise the Lord. The cock is crowing, the Lord is looking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there the Bible says, he went out and wept bitterly. He thought about all that happened. He went out and wept bitterly. But there is a repent. There is a sorrow that leadeth you to repentance. Praise the Lord. This sorrow doesn't lead him to genuine conversion. There is a sorrow that leads you to conversion and transformation. But this sorrow doesn't lead him to real repentance. I want to show you why it happened like that. If you look at John 21. Take John 21. In John chapter 21. So Jesus is gone. Jesus is crucified. And they are like a sheep without shepherd. If you look at chapter 21 verse 3. Peter says, I go fishing. Everybody says, we are also coming with you. Did his sorrow lead him to genuine repentance? He is yet to undergo a transformation. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Though he is converted, he is not qualified enough to strengthen his brethren yet. God is building him up to that level. God is raising him up to that standard. Now Peter says, I go fishing. Everybody says, we are also coming with you. Once Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Everybody said, we will also serve the Lord. He was an encourager. Understand? He was encouraging everybody. Now Peter says, I go fishing. Everybody says, we are also coming. Understand? When Joshua was an encourager, think of Peter, the backslidden Peter. He's leading people to backslidden life. Once he was, as I often say, the pillar of the church, now he is the pillow of the church. Understand? So powerless he is. He is leading others to that condition. He is creating other pillows in the church. That is the way he has deteriorated spiritually. But remember, he loves the Lord. He has a heart that goes after Jesus. He wants to die for Jesus. All the zeal is there. He wants to do so many things for God. The Lord knows his heart. But the body is willing, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. He is a weak human being. He tells everybody, I go fishing. They say, we are also coming. And then Jesus is seeking after, coming after this man. When morning came, Jesus stood on the shore. The disciples knew not that it was the Lord. And the Lord asked, children, have you any meat? And they said, no. Remember in Luke chapter 5, when Peter was washing his net, Jesus came that way in Luke chapter 5. He came to the lake of Gennesaret. The Lord was looking for a place to stand and preach the word. And Peter gave his empty boat because he had not received anything. Did you get anything? We didn't get anything. Jesus said, launch out in the deep. Let your net down for a draught. It enclosed a multitude of fishes. And he saw the glory of Jesus. He said, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. And Jesus said, fear not. From henceforth, ye shall catch men for me. It was the Lord who showed him his glory. It was the Lord who called him. It was the Lord who called him to follow him. It was the Lord who encouraged him and took away every fear from him. Now, the Lord himself has to strengthen him and bring him back to the original state once again. The Lord's love is manifested here. The Lord comes searching for Peter. He comes and asks him, did you get anything? They said, no. The Lord said, cast your net on the right side. And it enclosed a multitude of fishes. Again, there was a miracle catch. And Peter said, it is the Lord. Hallelujah. His inner eyes are getting open. He had only a fisherman's coat. He was almost naked. Forgetting that he was naked, he swam towards Jesus. The love for him was so much. Praise the Lord. He was in a spiritually naked condition. He is to be clothed by the Lord, by his righteousness, and by his power. Praise the Lord. And then, when they are on the land, the Lord, as soon as they were come to, they saw a fire of coal and fish laid thereon and bread. A table is ready for Peter. Praise the Lord. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice, into him will I enter. I will sup with him. Praise the Lord. The Son sup with the Father. However, in Mark chapter 7, we read about the Syrophoenician woman who came to the Lord for the deliverance of a daughter who was demon-possessed. What did the Lord say? It's not good to give children's bread to the dogs. What did the lady say? Lord, even the dogs that lie under the table are satisfied with the crumbs that fall from the table of the master. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oftentimes in the Bible, the word used for a backslider is dog, because it turns to its own vomit. The dog lies under the table, whereas the Son sits with the Father. Now the table is ready for Peter to come to that sonship once again. Hallelujah. Amen. From the position of a dog that has turned to its own vomit, he has to come back to the table. The table is ready. Praise the Lord. And the Lord, there is a fire also there. Why a fire? That fire reminds him of the place where he denied him for the first time. Hallelujah. He is a God who remembers everything and reminds you of everything in your life. It was near a fire he denied him. It's near a fire he's going to confess him. Praise the Lord. Every area of his backslidden condition needs to be straightened. Now think of Peter. When he went back to in his backslidden condition, he went back to fishing again. Understand? If a pickpocket gets converted, and if he backslides, he will go to pickpocketing again. He will pick the pocket of somebody. Understand? If a drunkard backslides, if he backslides, he will go back to drunkenness again. Understand? That is the mystery of backslidden condition. In the same way, Peter was a fisherman. He remembered he had a boat and net. He had his old friends. He went back to the same condition. But the Lord is to bring him back to his original condition, to his blessed state. Now, near a fire, the Lord's everything is prepared. The bread is ready. The fire is ready. The table is ready. The Lord is ready. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, bring up the fish which you have now caught. Peter went up and drew the net to the land, and so many 153 fishes were brought. And then verse 12 says, come and dine. Praise the Lord. That is an invitation to the first fellowship once again. Sitting with the master at the table. Praise the Lord. Come and dine. From the level of a backslidden dog, rising up, coming and sitting with the master. Come and dine. And look at verse 15. After they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, praise the Lord. So the table was set. The fire is there. The bread is there. Everything reminds him of his calling. How the Lord called him out. The miracle catch. Everything reminds him of all that happened in the past. After the dining, after they had dined, Jesus asked him, Simon, Bar-Jonas, Simon, son of Jonas, Lovest thou me more than this? See, Peter has a ready answer for everything. He loves the Lord. He is a man full of zeal. Do you love me? Yes, you know that I love you. He doesn't think before he answers. There are people like that. They don't think before they answer. Once he drew his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest soldier. Remember? High priest servant. Remember that? That is his zeal. Now Jesus asked him, Simon, Bar-Jonah, Simon, lovest thou me more than this? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. The Lord is an all-knowing God. He knows the journey of Peter from the very beginning. He knows everything about his life. Again, the Lord asked him, Simon, Bar-Jonah, lovest thou me more than this? Lord, you know that I love you. You don't have to ask me that question. You know that I love you. I was the one ready to go and die for you, Lord. Yes, the Lord knows everything. Praise the Lord. The Lord waited for 1 minute more. Again, he looked at Peter. Praise the Lord. The fire is there. Everything is there. Everything reminds him of all the past events in his life. Simon Bar-Jonah, lovest thou me more than this? Because he asked him a third time. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, because the Lord asked him a third time, he was grieved in his heart. He was wounded in his heart. When Peter preached the first sermon on the day of Pentecost, people were cut to their heart. Praise the Lord. When he is genuinely converted, he can convert other people. Praise the Lord. He is grieved in his heart. It's a grief unto real transformation. Praise the Lord. Lovest thou me more than this? He asked him a third time. He was grieved in his heart. And he said, he cried bitterly. And he said, Lord, you know everything. Even this morning, the cock is crowing, the Lord is looking. Praise the Lord. The cock is crowing, the Lord is looking. Peter says, Lord, you know everything. Even this morning, we are near a Lord who knows everything about our lives. Praise the Lord. Lord, you know everything. Lovest thou me, Peter? Yes, you know I love you. Lovest thou me, Peter? Yes, I know you. You know that I love you, Lord. Do you really love me, Peter? Because he asked him a third time. He said, he cried bitterly. And he said, Lord, you know everything about my life. He remembered all that happened in his life. Now Jesus tells him, feed my sheep. He said so many things. He gave him the authority to look after his sheep. And then in verse 18 he says, when you were young, you went whichever way you wanted, girding yourself. But when you are old, another man will gird you, and he will go in a place, go in a direction where you don't want to go. It was a prophecy about this martyrdom. Praise the Lord. What was the desire of Peter? He wanted to die for Jesus. Delight in the Lord. He will give you the desire of your heart. Peter sincerely wanted to die for Jesus. But he thought he could do it by his own power. But by his grace, God is going to make it possible for him. The Lord says, when you are young, you girded yourself and went whichever way you wanted to go. But when you are old, another man will gird you. And you will go in a direction where you don't want to go. The Lord was telling you about what manner of death he was going to face. It was his martyrdom. Church history says, when Peter was being taken for crucifixion, he was crucified, church history says. Almost all apostles became martyrs. They shed their blood. Only John had a natural death. Peter became a martyr before he went for crucifixion. He cried bitterly according to history. And tradition says, he cried and told them, don't crucify me as they crucified my Lord. Crucify me upside down so that I can kiss his feet and die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what history says about Peter. Now I leave him there. Now we come to the book of Acts. We meet Peter on the day of Pentecost. With 120 people, Peter is there. Praise the Lord. He is a genuinely converted man. A converted man can convert other people. A transformed man can bring in transformation in other people. Praise the Lord. An enlightened man can enlighten other people. A comforted man can comfort other people. A healed man can bring healing in other people. That's what we see in Peter. On the day of Pentecost with 120 people, he is there to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. He is empowered from above. And he was the first one to stand up among the people and share the word. Preach crucified Jesus. Acts 2:38, 36 onwards, he says, you crucified your Lord. He has no fear to die. Praise the Lord. Pointing his accusing finger towards the tribes of Israel, he says, you crucified your Lord. And the Bible says, they were cut to their heart. They were wounded when they heard the message that they crucified the Lord. They asked Peter, what shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. He tells them to repent. A man who has repented can tell others to repent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is becoming a soul winner. A man who told his friends, I'm fish again. They all said, we follow you. Now he is transformed to encourage and enlighten other people. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Praise the Lord. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. On the day of Pentecost, he preached the word, and the Bible says 3,000 people were separated for water baptism on that day. In Exodus chapter 32, when Moses comes from the mountain, he sees his people worshiping the golden calf. And the zeal of the Lord came upon him, and he said, who is on the Lord's side? Only the tribe of Levi separated. He told them, draw your sword and kill your brethren. The wrath of the sword of God, praise the Lord, or the sword of the anger of God, killed 3,000 that day. But on the day of Pentecost, using a converted Peter, using the sword of the Holy Spirit, 3,000 were separated. Hallelujah. What a wonderful transformation. That is not the end of it. Now we come to Acts chapter 3. We see Peter and John going into the temple. And there was a man there who was a lame man from his mother's womb. We know the story. Look at verse 4. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look on us. Silver and gold have I not, but such as I have given unto you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Praise the Lord. Near the temple, beautiful, the gate of the temple, here is a lame man. And when he looked at Peter as if he would get some coins. But Peter says, look on us. Hallelujah. Now Peter can boldly tell the world, look on me. I'm really changed. Hallelujah. I'm really converted. Look on us. Praise the Lord. Can we tell the world, look on us? Praise. That is not the end of it. It tells him, I don't have silver, I don't have gold. But such as I have given unto you. Praise the Lord. Even if we don't have anything in the world, if we have the grace of God, if the Lord is on our side, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given unto you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A man was stuck at the gate all this time. Runs into the temple. Hallelujah. A man was stuck at the gate. Religion could not let him into the church. Religion did not give him what he really wanted. Peter had to come there. He was a man stuck at the gate, not receiving blessings from the temple. But once he received a touch from the Lord, leaping and praising God, he ran into the temple, glorifying the name of the Lord. Now, I wanted to observe something very important here. I want to show you a progress in the spiritual status of Peter. He is slowly growing in the spirit. He is attaining a transformation that is so complete. Now, when he's performing this miracle in the name of the Lord on this lame man, he says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He uses the name of Jesus. I want you to observe that. He uses the name of Jesus. Now you take Acts chapter 9. If you look at Acts chapter 9, if you read from 33 to 34, God is using a mighty miracle. But before that, I want to show you Acts chapter 5. Verse 15, Acts 5:15, Peter is undergoing a total transformation. He's a man full of the power of God. The Bible says, so much that they brought forth sick into the streets, laid them on the beds and couches, that his shadow may fall upon them. Even Peter's shadow had power. Praise the Lord. It fell upon people and they were getting delivered. Now in Acts chapter 9 verses 33 onwards, we read about a man called Aeneas. He was a paralyzed man. And he was in that condition 8 years, the Bible says. Peter came to him. He said in verse 34, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Praise the Lord. To the lame man at the beautiful gate, he said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Now he says, Christ heals you. Praise the Lord. He doesn't say in the name of Jesus, as we do now. He said, Christ heals you. Now in the same chapter, I want to show you another incident. Praise the Lord. We read about Tabitha. Praise the Lord. If you read from verse 36 onward, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. And she died. Here is a big challenge for Peter. Here is a dead body before him. Praise the Lord. And verse 39, Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. All the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down. Hallelujah. Think about this. In Luke 22, Jesus told him, pray that ye may not fall into temptation. A man who could not pray has learned to pray. Now he has learned to kneel down in the presence of God. God has disciplined him. He put all the people out and he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, Tabitha, arise. Hallelujah. To the lame man at the temple, he said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. To Aeneas, he said, Christ heals you. To the dead body that is before him of Tabitha, he says, Tabitha kumi, Tabitha arise. He doesn't use the name of Jesus at all. Peter and Jesus have become one now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. Praise the Lord. What a transformation. What a great transformation. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Hallelujah. In silver and gold have I none, but such as he have given I unto you in the name of Jesus. He uses the powerful name of Jesus. Then his shadow, hallelujah. His shadow gets power. Hallelujah. When it falls upon people, they're getting healed. Then it stands near the paralyzed man. He said, Christ heals you. Hallelujah. He doesn't say in the name of Jesus. Now when the big challenge before him, a dead body. Think about that situation. Peter has to raise the dead child. Dead person. Peter stands near the dead body after prayer. And he said, Talitha kumi. That means, Tabitha, arise. Arise. He doesn't say in the name of Jesus. He doesn't say cry in the name of the Lord or Christ Jesus. He just say, arise. He has the authority, he has the power, all that Jesus is. Hallelujah. Peter has become all that Jesus is. He has transformed into the image of the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is transformation. When you are converted, strengthen your brother. Shall we stand up in the presence of God? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Peter, Peter, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. My brother, my sister, there is somebody there, hallelujah, interceding to the Father. That's why we are here today. That's why we are in faith today. I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. When you are converted, strengthen your brother. Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and die. Tonight before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. He denied him. He denied him. But the Lord came after him. Praise the Lord. He led him to a total transformation. He asked him, Barjona, Simon, lovest thou me more than this? Barjona, Simon, lovest thou me more than this? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He asked him a 3rd time. Barjona, Simon, lovest thou me more than this, Lord? He asked him a 3rd time. He was cut to his heart. He was wounded. He cried bitterly. Lord, you know everything. Praise the Lord.